Welcome to Dayton Confidential, our NBC version. My name is Lisa.
And I'm Luke. In today's podcast, we are discussing Lexi's frantic return, or chaotic return, whatever you want to call it, Stefano's theme music, Kay wanting her powers on Passions, and the blackmailer revealed or not. Stay tuned. From one of our listeners, Blaine,
who rocks
and was great enough to send us topics because, let's face it, since we don't watch Passions as much, it's our weak point when it comes to discussions. And he goes, "Hey guys, great idea about doing the network dedicated shows. It will let your discussions get more in-depth and help listeners save time if they aren't fans of a particular block of shows. Although why anyone wouldn't just want to listen to you guys anyway is beyond me."
Cracking on each other. That's right.
Exactly. "As you know, I'm an NBC boy, all two shows, and I wanted to offer some suggestions to discuss. First, the reinvention of E.J. Wells. I'm really torn here. I love E.J. and Sammy's chemistry, but the writers seem to be trying a 180 with his character. I remember the scene where E.J. raped Sammy, and it wasn't some sort of Jack Kayla-style crime of passion. I'm not implying that that would make it okay, but bear with me. It wasn't a case of a normally good person slipping up and doing something awful. EJ's rape of Sammy was cold-blooded torture. I remember the dialogue where he tormented her and got turned on by what he was doing to her. Now, 6 months later, we are supposed to feel for him because he's the conflicted Demira. I don't want to buy into any of it, but James Scott is such a great actor, he's making me buy into it. This storyline actually makes me hate myself a little." And then
join the crew there, Blaine.
His second topic, specifically relating to Passions, is the Passions man-woman thingy. I felt very burned by Riley back during the Salem Stalker storyline. Fans pored over every episode looking for clues and proposing theories, and by the time the storyline reached its ridiculous captive island climax, he had broken all of his own rules, ignored any kind of logic, and it was clear that he was just making everything up as he went along. So do you think he has a plan for this story, or is he just yanking our chains again? That's my two cents. Have a great week."
Okay.
I think he's yanking our chain.
I think it's possible either way. Now that he's only on one soap and he's not trying to write two ridiculous soaps, he could have a plan, but I doubt it. I'm just trying to have a benefit of a doubt here. Knowing Riley and his history, it's tough to give it.
Yeah, and let's face it, there's very little redeemable about his writing as of late. I mean,
actually, it's gotten better.
To Days of Our Lives, that was destroyed. I mean, they're still rebuilding from that. I mean, Passions, let's face it, he's been writing that since the beginning, but still.
But it's gotten better lately. Some of the dialogue's sharper. There's a lot more humor than there. Intentional humor, not unintentional humor. It's a lot better. This whole Chad thing is actually kind of interest me, even though it's been weird. It's interest me because it makes sense sometimes. I know I'm not making sense.
Now, did you tell me that he was kissing a woman in a gay bar and Whitney found
out? Ethan, was sitting there with them at the gay bar and basically calling them on his crap. You had an affair with a man, and you're attracted to this man, and Chad said, "Yes, but I'm not gay." I mean, over and over, "but I'm not gay." And Ethan kept saying, "You might be, and that's nothing to be ashamed about. You just need to admit what's wrong with you," you know, because he's so conflicted. He's just, you know, he's just not Chad anymore.
Well, and that
and then as that challenge comes out, Chad goes, "Well, watch, I'll dance with a woman." "Oh, okay, that'll do it." And he starts kissing this woman, I don't know, because Ethan's watching him, and Whitney walks in.
So that leads to an interesting question that I hadn't thought of. Ethan and Chad have been really good friends almost since Chad arrived in town. What was Ethan's response to the revelation about Chad?
He was kind of, surprised. Because if you know somebody all your life, and they're married, and have a kid, da-da-da-da. You think you know somebody, and then suddenly you don't. He wasn't horrified by it. He was just shocked Why didn't you tell me what's going on? How did this happen? How long have you known? And da da da. Chad keeps insisting, I'm not gay. It's just it's,
Well, and to be
and the
f
look on Ethan's face is just making it for me. Just like, okay, please back off.
Well, and to
It's
be fair, I don't
hilarious.
think they were childhood friends, were they? Because didn't Ch Chad arrive
No,
in town?
but they are best friends, and they tell each other everything. They're like girls. They tell each
Well,
other
they're
everything.
the Teresa and Whitney.
Exactly. And so it just really surprised him. And I have to give them credit for this. Ethan didn't treat him like, oh, I can't believe you're gay, and would back off like, oh, you must be attracted to me. It wasn't like that at all. It was actually very well done. But the whole scene in the bar where Ethan's trying to understand, but you're not gay, but you want to have sex with men. And then he caught him checking out another guy. He caught Chad checking out a guy. He goes, you're checking out that guy. He goes, no, I wasn't. I think I know him. It's just so it's really well done because Chad keeps repressing his either his homosexuality or his bisexuality. And I hope
Okay.
they continue with it. I really do.
And
I think it's
do you think
I think
this
it's pretty.
plays any role then in the man woman thingy, as
Well, I
Blaine put it?
do. I do the man woman thingy. I
That's what
love
they
that.
said. I'm
I know the
quoting it.
blackmailer. I guess so because it's pretty obvious that it has to be Vincent, right? Because he fooled around with Ethan and he raped Fancy. So you know it's a guy, and you know Vincent has is gay, but
Well,
is also might be bisexual.
I'm
So
just throwing this out there,
I don't know.
considering soaps
It's
seem
just
to be
getting
knocking
ridiculous.
off other things these days. If you haven't watched Nip Tuck, you might want to go back to the serial killer
No,
season where
thanks.
they had that reveal because it was
The
sort of
brother and
long.
sister reveal?
Yeah, it
Yeah.
might be something like that. You never know.
Well, I wouldn't give Riley
Wouldn't put it
credit,
past
but I
him.
wouldn't put it past him at the same time, exactly. Well, Mike, what do you think?
I don't really
No, you
watch.
should have just gone, yeah.
You should have either done
What
that
you
or
said,
did a
sister?
really long pause.
All right,
Sure.
stop it and restart it, and I'll be
Okay,
done.
I'll say, what do you
Oh,
think, Mike? Yes,
no!
that's funny. Okay, ready, Luke. Well, Mike, what do you think?
I think you're right. I agree with you. I'm
Subtle.
so leaving the
Subtle.
first version in. Much
Subtle.
better. Anyways.
And poor Fancy got choked on. This poor girl, Peril. Paulina Peril. She's killing me. This poor girl.
She's becoming the Brooke
Great
Logan of.
song.
She's becoming the Brooke Logan of.
No, Brooke's just a hoe. Fancy just keeps getting attacked. Who gets attacked on soaps a lot? Bianca, without the lesbian part. Bianca always had somebody hitting on her, taking her, kidnapping her, taking her kid, da 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 da. I just feel sorry for her. And
Well,
oh, did you
there's
hear?
Liz. Liz on General Hospital.
That's a good one. It's getting on my nerves. And the blackmailer's DNA couldn't be found in the database, the criminal database. So Fancy said, "Hey, let's take it to the hospital." And she and what's her face, the crazy woman now,
Sheridan.
Sheridan. Yes, ugh, are snarking. Sheridan leaves to get coffee, and somebody comes in, starts choking Fancy. Sam comes in, saves her, and just as the computer is about to give the DNA breakdown, the blackmailer, the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful blackmailer causes the computer system at the hospital to crash. I've had enough. Let's just get this over with.
Well,
Wrap it up,
you
people.
may have had enough with Passions, but
No, with that
GH
storyline.
Fan 767 SC Forever has not had enough of Days of Our Lives. Mike,
Oh,
why
I
don't you
don't
read
think
that
it's
email?
possible for her to have enough
Okay,
time.
so
We
I have
love
the
you.
email.
We love
Yes,
you.
Mike.
We'll
Go,
preface it.
Mike.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. Okay,
Oh,
it
well,
says,
Mike, don't get
hi.
too excited
Yeah,
then.
exactly. You guys are killing me. You guys re are you reek enthusiasm
I
sometimes there,
know it.
Mike? I mean, Lisa
You
calls me
need to
this.
talk, Luke.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Lisa calls me the monotone one on this thing, but there we go. Keep going, Mike.
Okay, she says, "Hi, Luke and Lisa. I have seven things that I would like to talk to you about the next NBC podcast, if possible. Number one, Hope. Number two, Beau. Number three, Beau and Hope. Number four, Marlena. Number five, John and Marlena. Number six, the whole Brady family. And number seven, Lexi being creepy and hitting Beau and Hope and finding out that he's still alive in the explosion." So she gave us a lot to talk about.
Well, as long as it's about Bo and Hope, yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Which is what? One, two, three.
There's at least four of them.
Of the seven.
And they're Brady, so yeah.
And technically, seven could be broken down into two, which would have been Lexi being creepy and hitting Bo, and number eight being Hope finding out that he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Where do we want to start? Hope, Bo, or?
Bo and Hope.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, to give her credit, just, you know, we love you. We tease you because we love you. I guess you know that by now. Bo and Hope are one of the lights on that show. They are so good together, and they're so good.
The flashbacks this week. Oh,
are they great? I love stuff like that. And when, I'm sorry, the ninja outfit killed me. I'm still there. The cheesy goodness of this soap is just, I just want to put my arms around everyone and hug
them. It's living up to what it used to be.
Exactly. I mean, Tony on a horse, Tony with a sword, and now Lexi in a ninja costume. Does it get better? I think not.
Well,
sorry. That's just me, though.
What I found interesting was Lexi's explanation of what had happened, in that she was thrown into this hole. She's fed food periodically. The clothes that she was wearing was the only thing that she could find. She was
with
basically
the mask on.
She was basically going insane down there. And then, of course, once she's taken out of there and Hope goes down to find Bo, then all of a sudden you have Stefano's theme music playing again, that's a little bit creepy.
I loved it.
I love it, but it's a little bit creepy that whenever he's around, that you have this music going.
He's like Jaws.
Exactly. I mean, da-dum, da-dum. Stefano coming. I mean, it's great, but it's terrifying and cheesy at the same time.
What's that, Friday the 13th, Michael Myers? You know that Friday the 13th music that always plays when somebody's about to get killed?
No.
It's the same thing. Okay, it's a movie. I'm sorry. I thought, the movie junkie guy, you would know. But it always happens in your own. It
shows how little you listen to that one. I get roundly criticized for my picks on that thing.
That's true. But it just reminds me of that. Oh, it's Stefano time. So you know Lexi's in cahoots. I love it. I love the fact that she was in that costume and she's smacking Bo around. I think it's great.
What did you think of Stefano going to Marlena, John, and to Bo's or Hope's parents and basically telling them, Sammy can end this right now? What did you think of that whole conversation?
Mike, what'd you think?
I thought that was kind of interesting because I wasn't really expecting him to show up there. I was a little bit surprised that he went to them and approached. Of course,
this is Stefano DeMiro, though. And there's only one person who has as much audacity as Stefano DeMiro, and that is Helena Cassadine.
I was going to say, Helena Cassadine.
The two greatest villains in soap history.
Have you watched Days of Our Lives for very long, Mike?
No, not really. Probably
but it was
since
cool.
Hogan Sheffer came back. And,
is this your first experience with Stefano, then?
For the most part. I mean, I've read things and I kind of know what's going on, but I really haven't, no.
Well, welcome, and this will be a pleasure to educate you in Stefano Mera.
Stefano DeMiro is by far one of the greatest characters in
and
daytime history.
And fun and cheesy,
I
love it.
He is literally, there are literally, I would say, three villains, two major villains and one a little bit lesser villain in daytime, in my opinion. You have Stefano, Helena, and coming in at number three would either be Stenbeck or Sheila.
No, say this for a top five.
We've already done that, I think. Haven't we already done villains?
No, because that's one of my favorite topics. No, we haven't done that. So save it. But Stefan, what he's trying to say, Mike?
Yeah.
Fun, evil, delicious at it, and where you just love seeing what he's got to do.
Well, I thought it was great. I mean, he went in there.
Stenbeck on steroids.
Or on cheese.
I liked how he went in there and he told him, but he didn't tell him everything.
Exactly.
So it's really going to be up to Sammy to tell whether the truth or not. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Sammy likes to lie and talk in circles sometimes. So I think it'll be interesting if Sammy comes clean and is honest about it.
What's interesting about that, though, is I don't think the rest of her family knows about the baby, do they?
Yeah. They know she's pregnant.
Well, they know she's pregnant, but they don't. Kate's the only one extended family that knows it could be EJ's.
Oh, no.
Which, I thought they did.
No, they don't know yet.
No.
I thought when she was talking at the restaurant with them, I thought she knew. I thought that they had
I don't think so.
I
and if
don't
they did,
think
I don't
so.
remember it.
If yeah, I
Somebody
don't,
write in and tell us if that's possible.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
I've been watching
was,
Days of Our Lives pretty closely, but go ahead.
Yeah, and the other thing, I can't believe that the old man there, Sean, has never, ever said that Sammy looks like Colleen.
Oh,
ever.
I know it. I know it.
That, to me, I find kind of stupid.
Don't
but,
you, wait, wait, wait. Right. Don't you think, though, the thing that I sort of, when it comes to that with Sean, if you had a major family secret that could basically go to your grave with you, and that you would be able to not ever have to reveal, wouldn't, if no matter how much your granddaughter looked like that person or brought back those memories, but if you were taking it to your grave, wouldn't you keep that in? I mean, I don't know that I would bring it up. I can see where that sort of, I mean, yeah, I realize it's sort of a plot point that they're making it look exactly like her, but I can see where if someone wanted to take a secret to their grave, not bringing them up, isn't that bringing up the topic? Is that unrealistic?
I might buy into that, except for one thing. This feud has been going on for years, and it has affected so many people that have come and gone, maybe lived or died or got injured or whatever. So if the old man has known all along that all he had to do is, you know, come out and say something about it, he could have avoided the last 25 years of misery.
But
of course, then you wouldn't have a story.
Old guy could have done it.
But do you really? I mean, Sammy's had enough problems as a child. Do you really want to have it added to that? The fact that she looks identical to the reason
oh,
why?
Oh, like Sean's given two craps about Sammy in her life.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. Do you really think that we need to add that to her emotional instability as a youth? Because let's face it.
Okay, now what's more important, the emotional instability or people's lives left and right?
If you know that it may be. It may free her in some way to know that she has this resemblance, and this is why all this torment is being heaped upon their family. I don't know. I just think for him to be quiet
it's
about it. I mean, every time somebody brings it up, like with Caroline going, I asked about her, but he said, never bring it up again. It's like, I just kind of rolled my eyes because it was kind of like, that's your, especially if it's your sister and it's your wife, you're going to tell what happened. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you'd hope.
With your spouse.
You'd hope.
Well, I know is I am loving Doug and Julie being back.
I know it. They're awesome.
They're so great. Well, and I hate to even bring it up because we've been having so much fun discussing this, but how, I mean, when you see all this great stuff going on and then you see the trifecta of suck.
Don't be stealing my terms.
Using
now.
Lisa's term.
The trifecta of
That's
suck.
That's Sonny Corinthos, Antonio Vega. I mean, John McVane and
Or in Days
Ryan
of Our Lives
Lavery
case,
on...
Belle, Sean, and Philip.
The triangle of lame, is what I call it.
It's Beep. What you call lame duck.
Oh, man. Sorry.
It's just so
bad.
Leave
the jokes to me. It is bad.
And where's it going?
It's a real downer on that. So what's going for Belle being torn between the two guys, legitimately?
I know, but I mean, geez, the kid is there. She's not there. She's kidnapped. She's halfway around the world.
She's
now,
a boy. No, she's a girl.
I spent the whole day watching this kidnapping thing with this lady who we had known nothing about.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, where is this going? What difference does it make if she kidnapped Claire or not?
Word of
she's
warning to you,
Mike. She's
going
to end up with her anyway.
Word of warning to you, Mike. Watching Days of Our Lives is probably not the soap to be cutting your teeth on learning how to multitask. Just saying it now.
What are you talking about?
Well, because he's learning how to multitask while watching his soaps, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because
I did
Days,
very
because,
well this
because
week.
Days is so convoluted, it's probably not the one that you want to learn how to multitask on.
I was thinking that's Passions. Well, actually, you wouldn't
want to watch Passions.
Sorry, Passions, so you could just stay insane. But cut that. I think Days is the that's the only one I don't multitask on. I sit and watch it. I love that soap. I think besides the Belle, Sean, Philip stuff, but I've always thought that about Belle. It's wonderful.
I'm really getting to the point where I think that Sean as Kate's boy toy is becoming the most viable storyline they have left to tell him.
It's not the best idea I've had about the soap.
Oh yeah, it's a great idea. Excellent.
We love
I
to
actually
have that.
Think that Martha Madison has better chemistry with Philip than she does with Brandon Beamer, Sean.
I hate to put this bluntly, but she has better chemistry with the shoe than she has with him.
Well, all I'm saying is before, with the other Philip and the other Belle, maybe it wasn't there. I didn't watch. But now that you have different actors, there's something there that maybe wasn't there.
You should have
there.
Seen the bell that was Charity Raymer.
The bell that was Charity Raymer
I saw
was
that.
Horrible.
I saw that.
But the thought of just having
I meant Kirsten Storms.
See, to me, if they were smart in doing what they needed to do with this soap, they would take and have Belle become what Maxie has become on General Hospital. Because Kirsten Storms as Maxie is, and turning that character into an outright bitch, that is what they need to do with Belle. Because this sweet and goody-goody thing is so wrong.
And boring.
Yeah, and she's weak.
To be honest with you, it would be a logical step for her to just say, to hell with both of you clowns, I'm taking the baby and getting out of here.
Yeah,
I mean,
why did
you put up with two of them? They're both morons.
Exactly.
They both want to control her, and she's just going along. She's bouncing like a ping pong ball between the two of them. It's like, wake up, honey. Get away from them.
Over and over again. I'm so sick of it. And I love Luke's comment about toughening her up because she's lame. She's lame. There's no other way to describe her.
Her and Sammy are sisters, correct?
Half-sisters. She's always looking down her nose at Sammy. I don't want to be like her. You don't want to be interesting and feisty and beautiful? Okay, fine. Be boring. I don't care.
Well, they should have kept Mimi.
She could take lessons from Sammy.
Right. And when she came to the realization that making that stupid boneheaded mistake about taking Claire on the run through all that danger, maybe I'm more like Sammy than I thought. And she had this look of horror on her face. I was like, step off. I hate that snotty, smug Belle Marlena thing that they get going when they start talking about Sammy.
Well,
I hate it.
And you know what? I've just had a realization. We're running out of time. So,
are we?
Yes. Apparently, I forgot to start the stopwatch when we started.
We'll
and
see.
So I'm at like 18 minutes. I'm on the 18 minutes with what I've since I started the stopwatch, since we discussed basically all of Passions before that. So we're probably right around there. So,
fine.
As always, drop by, send us your emails with topics that you want us to discuss on this podcast to dc@tvfanonline.com. Where can people go to discuss their soaps, Lisa?
tvfanonline.com/forums.
Where can they vote for us?
Oh, podcastalley.com.
And
is that right?
Mike, where can they write us
reviews?
Is this
a quiz? I feel like I'm in high school.
I know.
Where can they write us reviews, Mike?
iTunes.
At iTunes, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We just cheated. Cool. Yeah. Well, Luke, let us know when you turn into Professor Luke, okay?
Nothing like instant messaging during a quiz. No, I was just, it's like I'm the one who normally does it.
Lisa,
I just figured,
where can we go? I was like, online?
I know where people can write to you. Did you say that one already?
Go ahead, Mike. You go ahead.
Yes.
DC. Oh, crap.
At tvfanonline.com.
That's it. That's
do
it.
I have to do everything before?
Well, normally I just rattle that stuff off, and I was thinking that it was becoming a bit unpersonal.
Well, you know
so
what?
I
keep
figured
rattling, because basically we tune out during that part,
exactly,
and we're starting doing other things.
Exactly.
So
that's why I wanted
we're
to
multitasking,
keep
Luke. Leave
I
us
need,
alone.
I need to keep you engaged in the podcast. So
do you remember a few months ago when you said that you did so much better and you were so much more on the ball? When you wrote things down, I think I'm just going to have to try to do that because I actually am kind of winging it, and I did not write anything down.
You're doing a great job winging it. I never write anything down. Never.
Well, yeah. And
I'm going to write down those quiz answers because the next time
for real?
I'm going to be
Podcast
ready.
Alley? I don't know. Somewhere on the internet.
PodcastAlley.com.
Find it yourselves, lazy people.
You can vote for us once a month. So, what do you guys have a final thought?
Mike?
Not this time. I think I used up all my final thought on the last one for CBS.
Nice way to cop out. Lisa?
Stephanie, Jet, and especially Jeremy suck.
How did we forget to mention that? Oh, God, you're right.
They weren't worth talking about.
Oh,
Jeremy can just die. That is not Mike and Robin.
We didn't think it was possible to get worse than Sean, Bell, and Philip, but apparently it's possible.
No, that trifecta suck is really sucky. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Awful.
And, folks, my final thought would be, if you're an ABC or CBS listener who's listening to this and has made it through this entire podcast and has
bless
yet
you.
Well, first of all, bless you. But if we have not yet been able to convince you to watch this show, please do it because it's such a good show.
Do it to shut us up.
Exactly. And then tell us. So on that note, so long, folks.
Bye.
Goodbye.